12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM with the sounds of Shakira. The track's called Don't Wait Up. Time for us to cross over to Somerset East right now. Joining us on Algoa Cares, Leon Phyllis, representing Somerset East or Welfare Society out in Somerset East. Welcome to Algoa Cares, Leon.
Thank you very much, Casey, and thanks for the invite.
Only a pleasure. Leon, thank you once again. And of course, your NPO is in the spotlight this afternoon. Tell us more about the three NPOs under your wing.
We are an organizing group of seven guys. Started this project way back in 2012, December. All from Somerset East, the guys. I'm just a project leader.
Yeah.
And we have established this, if I can say, this committee to organize a charity event on behalf of these three charities that's all based in Somerset East.
Tell me, your NPO or the three NPOs under your wing, do they receive any funding or support from the Department of Social Development?
The three charities are, number one, it's Luvuyo Daycare Center, and they care for the disabled children. That's all under 18. The second one is the Child Welfare Somerset East, and the third one is a foster care home, which is the Mary Kutsia Foster Care Home. The reason why we're doing this case is exactly for that reason. Some of them, the two, the Child Welfare and Luvuyo, get reduced support from social development. But unfortunately for the Mary Kutsia Foster Care Home, they had to close one house because total support from social development was removed from them in 2012. And they're really struggling since then. So that is the reason why we're doing this, because they're not getting, how can I say, the support that they need from social development, and they need the additional funds.
Much respect to you and your team for rallying support in and around the area to raise funds for these NPOs. And what you're getting your hands dirty on and what you're doing to raise funds is basically a golf day that's coming up. Tell us more about the golf day happening in the near future.
Yeah, this will be our annual golf day, which started in 2013. So we're now effectively in our eighth year when we're running this charity golf days. We've been raised funds for over 600,000 for the last 7 years.
Wow.
Which we donated to all these charities. And this year, our golf day will be on the 17th of December. Registration has been opened. The green fees for this is 400 rand for seniors and 300 rand for juniors, which has been growing in terms of the junior participation since then. We have almost over 25 junior players, girls and boys, that participate in this event. So it's quite a reasonable amount, and we keep it very fair and limited in terms of the entry fee, because we know people in these areas don't have a lot of cash, and we want to attract locals as much as we get a lot of support from the PE and surrounding areas.
Well, that is what I was getting into.
Yeah, 17th of December, and it's 400 rand for seniors.
I believe you have a dress code or a theme for the afternoon on the golf day as well. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, what we're trying to do with this golf day, obviously, we try to address the social ills, but at the same time also develop the sport of golf, especially amongst the youth.
Yeah.
And also try to get the locals to participate in this. So what we're trying to create is always at the evening of the prize giving, we try to create some sort of a vibe, some sort of entertainment for people that support, because they come from all over the province, and so I can say from the country,
yeah,
in fact, because we have players from all over the show. And yes, for the second year running now, we want our golfers that participate in the golf day to wear a traditional attire, and it really just spice up the evening, you know, after the whole prize-giving ceremony.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun, hey? All right,
where can we find
more information and make contact with you?
Obviously, it's me. You call me Leon Phyllis at 076-813-9304 or email me at phyllis.leon@gmail.com. But before I say that, Casey, before I close off with you maybe, I'll just like to express my real appreciation. You know, there are some people that really dig deep in their pockets to support us and to make this event as to generate as much funds as we did in the past. And this year, I must say, there's, you know, the Amakala Moyeni Wind Farm. They came to the party with their funds, Eastern Cape Tourism and Sarah Bartman Municipality District and the Sports Department. I mean, and individuals like Mr. Njenje.
Yeah.
And Mr. Delima in Somerset East, they deep in their pockets to make sure we do. And we are blessed in this fashion that for the last couple of years, we delivered, I mean, Somerset East has produced two MECs, if I can say that quietly. And they on their own capacity, Mr. Voko and Ms. Peters, they give us, they support this event and they contribute in their own way.
Brilliant. Well done to them for supporting. So it's all happening on the 17th of December at the Somerset East Golf Club. Please support Golf Club. Yeah, there we go. So please support the Somerset East Annual Charity Golf Day, Algoa Country, if you are by the means. For more information, go to our website, algoafm.co.za. Click on the Algoa Cares page for more. Thank you so much for joining us on Cares this afternoon, and looking forward to you know, catching up with you in the near future as well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Casey. Much appreciated.
Our pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.